Okay. Here we go. You put the gun. Okay, I'll start. Hi guys, it's Anime Room HQ, and we've got our topic for today is season one anime. Anime that have only got one season. The quote for today is, "The future is always blank. Only your willpower can leave footsteps there." And that was said by Satoru Fujinuma from the anime Boku Dake ga Inai Machi, or for anyone who's watched it on Netflix, it's called Erased. First, I'd like to thank all of you for the support that you've given me and given everyone on Anime Room HQ on all of our social platforms, which is amazing to see. If you're not following already, hit the follow button on Twitch at the top, or if you're listening on any of our podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Play, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, we hear you. Just follow us and you'll be receiving our podcasts regularly. So I'm your host today. My name is Nirjan, and I'm joined by Viggy.
Why is up?
And Abby.
Hey guys, I was expecting you to put me on the spot.
Hence the lag.
I thought I'd just like let you guys say your thing, right?
Fuck the system.
Okay, so the first anime that I've got on here is quite a famous anime, and it's obviously, with today's topic, it's only received one season, and after that it finished airing after that, and I just want to hear your thoughts on it. So first of all, Viggy, you've watched it, right? I haven't watched it. I've only read it.
Yeah. So the anime is No Game No Life.
Yeah. So could you briefly say what it's about?
So No Game No Life is just it's basically essentially a brother and sister duo who do nothing in their lives apart from play games, and they are known as blanks, and they're like top in the world in like every game, and suddenly they are transported into another world, which is essentially gaming based, and it's basically the way they try take on different cities depending on their races and getting to the top, and so they can face the god of the world, who is basically undefeated. Yeah, the anime is insane though, like the concept and everything is insane.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy because all they do is really just play games, and like different styles of games as well. So like it's like any sort. Yeah, it can literally be anything from like chess to Othello, to literally anything, like, and that
to
turns
point
into
toss.
Like, yeah, to point toss, literally. And they have some sort of way of, obviously, because it's anime, they make it dramatic and epic. And what they have to do is, like, just because that brother and sister duo is so skilled, they go through each, yeah, I guess Viggy covered it, like each city or each kingdom, whatever you want to call it, and each kingdom has its own race, like, let's just say, like a lizard race or like a human race, or
the
brother and sister are representing the human race, but there's like a witch race and stuff like that, and they go to conquer everything and they keep going through. And obviously we all know season one, but that season is basically them just adventuring through that world.
Yeah.
And it's, if anyone has not watched it, like, you need to watch it. For me, it's one of the best isekai anime out there. It's incredible.
So quick question to both of you. Sorry. What do you think of the art style in the anime? Because it's quite different.
It's honestly incredible.
For me, it's actually quite refreshing. It's different, and it's like you associate that kind of animation to No Game No Life and nothing else. Like, it has its own animation. Like, it's so good. It's so mad. I enjoy that. I enjoy that type of animation.
Mm.
Slightly different to the stuff I usually watch, One Piece or Fairy Tail, something like that.
Mm.
The animation is quite standard, quite mainstream. But like, here in this sense, like, the animation is different.
Yeah, I feel like this is probably one of the first animes that did that sort of thing as well, given when it was released.
Mm. As a one,
they varied from they varied from the standard animation, like template, if you will, and their color scheme like is incredible. It's just so underrated. Like the colors.
Was that? I think it was that scene where they faced. I forgot her name, but the winged, the angel girl. When they have to say like the word association, so you have to say a word after starting with what it was ending in.
Previous
one, that scene was like, that whole bit was just insane for me.
Jibo,
that's the one.
It was amazing.
That bit right there.
Do you feel like, so I'm gonna direct this question to Viggy, and if he doesn't really have anything to say, you can go to Abby, it's fine. Viggy, what do you think of the protagonists? Like, do you think they were overpowered, or do you think that the anime portrayed them in a good manner?
I think the way they did it was like pretty cool, really mad, because they're noted as the human race who are in that world the weakest of all races. So the way they were shown to have such an overpowered way of thinking, they like found loopholes within the rules and everything, and then taking on different races who were in that world to be stronger, like physically with magic powers and everything.
Yeah.
So the way they showed them to like take down, it's basically like the David and Goliath, essentially. So the weaker person took out the one that seemed to be stronger. Yeah. So I quite enjoyed the way they portrayed the protagonists in that sense. I'm always a fan of the underdog.
That's true. I am as well, to be honest. Abby, I'm going to direct the weird question to you.
Why are you giving me the weird question, bro?
Because you're a weird individual.
Your reaction is going to be funny as well. I want to see a reaction to it. So, what do you think about the incest part of the anime?
I was actually going to touch onto that if you gave me the same question as Viggy.
Touch onto like, it.
As shut up.
See, I'm like fan service in it.
No. I feel like the protagonists were like, they were portrayed really well, but given that they are obviously like related, the whole like Alabama concept of it, like it was literally like way, way too much. Like,
Yeah.
It was just like.
But to be fair,
weird.
It does save them.
So weird.
If I can add, they are not blood related.
Okay, that makes it better.
They're
that makes it okay, but like for me, I'm still like, I'm still a bit weirded out.
I didn't say I was okay with it.
You made it sound like...
I was just saying, to soften the blow, this is it.
I don't know, like, it was literally just like, it was way too much. I feel like that's literally the one thing, if they just made it like a normal sort of badass relationship where they literally just had each other's backs, I feel like that would have made the anime perfect.
But I feel like they wouldn't have got to where they were if they didn't have that relationship.
Yeah, especially like the stuff like the chess game and stuff like that. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Stuff like that, like, they have the... They know each other ins and outs, right? They have like, they know their strengths and weaknesses. As in, that came out way worse than I actually should have.
You do.
Ins and outs for Biggie.
Hey, I didn't think about that.
You're the one.
Like, I never said it. You didn't even say that. Your facial expression said everything. I got this.
So
have you guys seen the movie? Have you guys seen the movie?
I watched the first few minutes of it, actually.
Okay.
You can talk about it if you want.
As it is, it's essentially just a prequel to the season.
Okay.
Okay.
As in, I'm not saying anything more. It's just a prequel to the movie, to the season.
Is it? Out of 10, what would you give it?
8.5.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, as in, it was good. As in, purely because of the way the world... became the world it is, it's so sick.
Yeah.
And how the rules became the rules and everything. They show like the background for that as well. Mm. So sick.
I Do you feel, so this is to, let me think, this is to Viggy. If you, do you feel that, so you said obviously that the ecchi or the incest aspect of it actually added to the relationship of the two protagonists, right?
Yeah.
But do you feel that, like, without the incest or without the ecchi side of it, like, for example, when the protagonist teases the princess quite a lot, right?
Yeah.
So do you feel like that kind of aspect of the anime feels taken out? What do you think the anime would have been like? Or do you feel, do you think you would have liked the anime as much?
Short answer, no.
Go on, Abby.
Short answer is normal and not mentally scarring. But yeah,
I don't think it might have changed the way you look at it.
Mm.
As in, like, I feel like with No Game No Life, people, like, when they say No Game No Life, they know about the incest, right?
Yeah.
As in, it's just, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't, it probably won't give you the same effect, but it will give you a slightly, it'll be a different route, but the end result will be the same.
Yeah. I feel like, my opinion on it is that without the incest and without the, I think the incest was really good. Oh God, please don't click that.
don't that.
I feel like the incest aspect of anime was really good because at the time, incest anime was like a selling point. And now it's like, it's saturated as fuck. But like back then it used to be like one or two that were incest. So that was the selling feature of it, I guess. And the ecchi aspect of it, it was like, it acted as like a softening kind of thing. So it'd be right after like a serious kind of play or like a serious moment. And then
they would just mellow it out.
Yeah, like ecchi comedy would like, yeah, exactly, mellow it out. So I feel like that was a good, like a transition or a change of pace. Yeah.
But without the ecchi side, not the ecchi side, but without the incest side, I feel like the romance between him and the princess would have been way different. The relationship would have been way different.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like I feel like they would have gone like further.
Yeah, they would have taken the ecchi a step further than they could have.
Oh yeah.
They didn't have.
Did you want to see that?
I didn't want to see it. Well, I feel like Abby has something to say.
You're the one who was on about the ecchi.
Nudge was like, I'll watch everything at 0.25 speed, so I can watch everything four times the content.
Anime is only 20 minutes. If you put it at 0.25 speed, you get more than an hour of content, okay? You go to the toilet and you just sit there.
let's move on to the next anime, guys, before we get back. We are going to talk about an anime that I have not seen, but if one of you want to explain, I guess the premise of it, because I've been wanting to watch this for a while.
Yeah.
But is the English name is Erased. The Japanese name is Boku Dake ga Inaimachi.
Yep.
I don't know if I pronounced that correctly.
That's correct.
That's the one.
As in, I know the loose concept of it because obviously I've looked it up and I've wanted to watch it, but. If anyone, I guess, nudge to get you talking about something else. do you want to just give, like, I guess, a short synopsis for the people who are listening?
Yeah. So before anything, Abu, I'll make you quote by the end of this podcast, incest is wincest, but, you know, that's my goal goal for the end of the podcast, but that's my little challenge. Yeah.
For the remaining however many minutes we have, I can guarantee that won't happen. But continue.
okay, so Erase is basically a mystery anime that includes a bit of time travel. And what happens is that the main character goes back in time to maybe try and revert certain events so that the future changes. And that's the most I can give, maybe. Is that the most I can give, Vicky? I think so.
Yeah. As in, there's one event that happens in the past that really was that he goes back to and wants to change.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But like anything more than that would ruin it.
And
so does he have superpowers, or is it just like
the only thing that he can do is look back in the future. But then
as in, it's essentially like Steins Gate, where they send their mind back into the past, not the actual self.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, and I would say that the main part of the anime is trying to revert those, trying to impact those events in the past. And it's very, very psychological. Like, it gets you thinking, and it's like, in that sense, it's kind of like Promised Neverland. Like, very slight. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As in, the whole thing is like, it's essentially like the butterfly effect, right? So in certain cases, if he does something, it'll lead to one thing. If he changes it slightly, it'll go to another thing.
Yeah.
So like, he has to like, essentially, he has to like retrace his steps, what, like 16 years in the past. And do it slightly differently to see what changes can happen. And it just gets you your mind thinking, because like, when you come to a choice, like say in real life, and you're like, if I do this might happen, this might happen. It gets you thinking in a parallel sort of way.
Yeah.
So interesting. I might give it a watch. I am going to give it a watch. I might move it further up the list because it sounds pretty interesting.
And I would say like, there is waifu material in there. So if anyone's looking for a waifu, just take a look.
They're like 13
years old. No. Wait. It's not. It's the protagonist's friend. The protagonist's friend.
I know.
Yeah.
I just felt like saying that to you.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. Abu, incest is.
You're gonna catch a cave.
Yikes.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I would definitely give that anime like at least an 8 out of 10, maybe an 8.5, maybe 9, because it's really well made.
You can
I've literally only heard good things about it, to be entirely honest.
You can binge it as well.
It's only one season. I've only heard good things, and I literally will watch it. I've just been putting it off because like, I want to watch more of the, I guess, fight sort of graphics and stuff like that. But when I have time, psychological one. That is the one I'll go.
And two other selling points. It is on Netflix, so that's quite easy to watch. And the soundtrack in this anime is one of the best I've ever heard.
Really?
Soundtrack.
I've listened to a lot of J-pop and like Japanese songs, right? From anime. Yeah. And this is by far one of the best.
I have literally never heard this recommended. Okay.
You need to listen to it. Like, this is the one opening song I would never skip.
Damn, really? Yeah,
like, I would always listen to it.
Okay.
Even if you have the option on Netflix to skip intro, you don't.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch it on Netflix. I watched it on another...
Yeah, I watched it as well, but I rewatched it on Netflix recently.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. Okay, cool.
But yeah, so one of the... Another anime that we're going to talk about is Akame ga Kill. Has anyone watched it? So, Abby, you haven't watched it. Biggie, you watched it?
Yes, I watched it.
All right, go on. I'll leave you with the synopsis.
A bit of a madness. So it's basically, the protagonist is called Tatsumi. He's a young villager who like travels to the capital of the city to like to raise money for his home. But then there's like in this capital city, like mad corruption. And then there is this group called the Night Raid, which are like an assassin group who recruit him to fight against the corruption in the empire. But like, it's crazy though, the anime.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's different.
Like, it's because
I've only seen the thumbnail for it, but there was a sword on it.
Mm.
So is it like samurais or is it like recent times?
It's like medieval.
Superpowers.
It's medieval times with superpowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, one selling point for this anime is that like, if not really a selling point, but like, you know how in Game of Thrones you have to get used to death.
Yeah.
In this anime, you have to get used to death.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But yeah, like this anime gets a lot of shit for like, it's not well made or it's not got an amazing ending, or it's not like good. It's not got good episode flow. But I would argue otherwise. Like, the ending wasn't too great, but the flow of the anime and like how each episode was important, that struck out to me. And the main key thing to me was that it almost covered every genre. So romance, action, adventure, psychological, thriller, horror.
I have a question for you then, Nudge. I know I haven't even seen the anime, but you said that the ending, you didn't like it. Did you not like it because you were upset with the ending, or did you think that it was poorly written?
It was poorly written.
Okay.
That's my honest opinion. Like, when I look back at it, I don't mind too much. But when I watched it, I didn't like it.
When you watched it for the first time.
Yeah. When I watched it for the first time, I didn't like it.
Unpopular opinion, I actually quite like it.
Well, you like the ending.
Yeah. Because it's different to what other animes show, right?
Yeah, again, we can't talk much about it because Abby hasn't watched it.
That's the reason why I enjoyed it more than what some people would. Because it's different to what other animes show.
Yeah, that's true.
In that sense, it is poor writing, don't get me wrong, but like the way they ended it was like different, which is why it stood up for me.
I feel like it should have gone on for a bit longer.
It could have. It is probably why they discontinued.
Perfect for this like fucking podcast. Like, I feel like they should have either gotten a second season to maybe develop things further. Like, even not even a whole another season, just a few more episodes. Because I feel
like an over series. If they had an over series, it would be called.
Like, you know, after the pink one, Mime, after had a little incident.
Yeah.
Like, after that, it felt like it was rushed.
Yeah. After that, it was like Game of Thrones level. Season 8.
Yeah, it was literally like Game of Thrones, the last few episodes. Like,
season 8.
That was all, that was all rushed.
As in, I wasted 7 years of my life for that shit.
Like, that's why I feel like Akuma Ga Kill did that. Bro, imagine Game of Thrones writers were watching Akuma Ga Kill and they're like, yes, do this! George R.R. Martin, like.
It was a bit of a mess.
Apart from that, I really like this anime.
If you go back to Erased, like, we were saying, like, why didn't they get a season 2? But I feel like with Erased, I feel like they didn't need to.
With what, sorry?
Erased. You know how he said,
100%. Yeah.
I think, it only deserves one season. I don't think it needs anything more. Everything was tied off it.
Not even deserve. It had a beautiful ending. Like, it tied the knot. Everything was perfect. Yeah.
Like, you had no questions at the end.
Yeah. No question. Literally perfect writing, perfect flow, perfect speed. Everything was nice.
Yeah. Definitely. That's a huge selling point.
Yeah. Like, the race. Very few anime can do that.
Yeah.
Without needing a second season. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They've done everything in what, 12 episodes? 13 episodes?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So let's go on to our last anime that we're going to be talking about today, which is God Eater. Now, who's watched it?
I've seen half of it.
Okay. Vicky?
I've watched it, but so long ago.
Okay, so...
I think I told you about it, Vicky, and like I told you about it years ago.
Because
we started watching it when like it actually came out in 2015. So watching it every week, and then I think I just got distracted with exams, and then I just stopped watching it. But it is something that I definitely want to pick up again, and I've actually added it to my recent list because it's incredible. Nudge, have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. I was gonna say the anime is supposed to distract you from exams, not the other way around. I think you got it wrong.
Yeah, I know. I did get it wrong around. I slapped up.
Can you spell something for me?
No. So moving on from what Nudge is trying to say. God Eater, I haven't seen it. Is, I guess, the first time we're actually on this series, we're talking about an anime that's a game adaptation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and a post-apocalyptic as well. Unless you count Guilty Crown, but I don't know. It's a game adaptation. The game came out ages ago, and it's an incredible game for those of you who do like gaming.
Game came out in 2009.
Yeah, for those of you who don't like gaming, I know it came out ages ago, but like I played the game and it's incredible. Like I loved it.
You play the game?
I used to play it. Yeah.
What did you play on?
My laptop, so I got the PS4 emulator thing on it.
Okay.
And that, but it's incredible. I loved it. Did you play on your PS4?
No, I didn't. I actually watched the anime and then
I played on PSP. Is where I played it.
Yeah.
Back when I had it.
I got the PS4 emulator. I think he got the PSP. PSP emulator. No, I remember. We had the PSP emulator on our laptop.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
I used to play Naruto and Godito on my PSP emulator.
Why does the PSP get all the Japanese games? Like, I don't get it. Why?
I think it's just because, like, I guess the Japanese creators just understand that it's more portable and it's more practical. Like, I know the PSP is, I feel like personally, the PSP was way ahead of its time.
Oh, yeah,
100%. Like, I was literally so shocked that it just died out because, like, you bring something like the PSP out now, like, it's essentially the better version of the Nintendo Switch. Let's be real.
Wait. Are you actually comparing it to the Switch?
Like, as in, okay, wait. I understand what I'm saying here, given the time that it came out in.
Okay, yeah. But then,
obviously, like, if you bring it out now, like, it hasn't got as many capabilities as the Switch and everything like that. Yeah. But thinking about, like, if they brought it out now, imagine how many functionalities it would have. Like, if they had that idea back then. Like,
imagine it was just five in your hands.
Like, I have no idea why it died out, and I still don't understand to this day. Like, I used to play Final Fantasy on it all the time.
It's
essentially a Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Did you have a Tamagotchi?
I did. Yeah.
I did.
Oh my god, no, I didn't. I don't want that shit. That shit.
And that's why you're single.
Before we start arguing about Tamagotchi, it's a game adaptation. For anyone who hasn't played the game or watched the anime, go play the game, guys. It's amazing. For those of you who have played the game but haven't seen the anime, I would honestly suggest the anime. Don't take me watching only half the anime as like some sort of thing that I don't like it. I loved the anime when it came out. I thought that it got an unnecessary amount of hate, honestly speaking. I thought the graphics was something that you have to get used to, much like Kengan Ashura or something like that. But once you get used to it, the graphics are incredible. The fight scenes are incredible. Basically, the concept of the anime is that they have this like post-apocalyptic world, and the human race is basically struggling to survive. They have these monsters that are basically, I guess, caused the apocalypse, which is called Aragami or something like that.
Yeah.
These huge, overpowered monsters that look like, I don't know, huge lions or something like that. And they basically eat and kill everything around them. And they basically have to fight it using these swords that they have called Godox, hence called Godita.
Godox are made from the Aragami.
Yeah. The hearts.
Right.
I would like to add something. So my opinion on it is that it's an amazing anime in terms of the art style, the ideas, the concept of it. Like it was absolutely crazy. Like I loved it. Like the weapon design is all looks so cool. I haven't seen anything like it before. Oh, it looked like anime got Gears of War. That's what it looked like. It looks sick.
That's actually a mad show.
But I would have to say that the writing was horseshit. It was so bad. I had no clue what was going on after a few episodes. And like,
as in, it was one of those animes where you just watch it for the fights.
That's the thing. Like, you need to know the story.
You didn't know what was going on.
To get attached, like, you need to know what's going on. That's no true. It got to the point where
this sort of world, you don't know who the guy is, who the team is, like, who the girl is.
Literally.
You don't know anything about it. All you know is, like, this is the main guy because they're showing him a lot. This is a bad thing because it's killing a lot of people. There's a fight. Let's get hyped. That's it.
But the thing is, I think they built it on the premises that people know the game.
That is
their target audience was people that played the game watched it. They know the backstory.
There's been other game adaptations that have done a lot better, to be fair.
Yeah.
For sure.
Stuff like, was it Grand Blue?
Yeah, Grand Blue. Yeah. that's a way better, like, that's a mobile game, but that's a way better adaptation.
To the thing was, is I think the writer said it as well. Because if you play the game, like, there's so much in-depth story over there.
Yeah,
the story arc is long. And if you watch the if you watch the anime after playing the game, then you're like, okay, I know what's going on. And you're already attached to the characters before you even watch it, right? Because you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You know when the captain died, Literally, in my eyes, I was like, I didn't. I couldn't even react properly because, like, I don't even know the guy. But apart from that, I really like the art. What do you think? Vicky, you haven't seen it, right?
I have seen it.
Oh, you have seen it? What do you think?
I've seen it. I enjoyed the animation, like, more than the actual anime. Like, honestly, the sword style they use is just insane. Like, because, like, it's weird, it's funny how they, like, replenish that ammo. So, like, they slash, shoot, whatever. To replace the ammo, they have to eat something. One of the origami to replace the ammo. Just a cycle. Which is mad. Like,
it's a the nice weapons concept.
They use are sick. Yeah, it's a mad concept.
So Abby's seen the game and we've described the anime to you, right? Like, and you've seen a couple episodes, obviously. What would you give it out of 10? And would you recommend it?
The anime so far?
So what you've watched.
From what I've seen, I know this is a technical answer, but, like, I wouldn't actually give the anime as a whole any rating, because, like, I would ask the person what they're looking for first. Like, because if you're looking for something like that's hype and something that's like a good fighting anime, then honestly, like, that is like literally an 8 or 9. Like, it's incredible. But if you're looking for something with a bit more depth, even for a one season anime where, like, you can actually, like, think, okay, this is a good story, good anime and everything, it's honestly close to like a 2 or 1. Like, just as it is, because it varies so much, I would honestly ask the viewer, like, what do you want from the anime? And in which those would be my answers, like a 9 or 2.
That's fair. That's pretty polarizing, but it's true. It's honestly true.
Such a political answer.
It is very polarizing.
All right, so now we're going to go through each of our recommendations. I'll start as the host. Abby getting excited because I'm not picking on him as the host.
No, I was about to tell you anyway, but then you said you, so I was like, I'll find you to play.
Okay, so my recommendation, even though it had quite, like, I think over 200 episodes, but I feel like it needed to go on for a bit longer because that manga was amazing. I feel like Hitman Reborn, Katekyoshi, Hitman Reborn, needs a neat I wanted from the bottom of my heart for it to continue because it was an amazing anime. It's number so one sick. On my number one best anime ever on my list. Like, really? I've loved it. Like, it's my by far my favorite.
So sick. It's actually so sick.
And a fun fact is that it started as a gag manga, so like a 4-panel comedy and a comedy manga that would come out every week, and then it translated into an action anime so quickly because people loved it, and that alone just made me love it because the comedy aspect was amazing already, and then the action as well, and like the characters, I felt so attached to the characters. It was amazing, and then the mafia aspect of it just brought it home.
Mafia was so sick. The whole mafia aspect was
so sick. Like, I'll tell you, my favorite character from the anime would either have to be the Primo, Vongola Primo, so the first boss of the Vongola family, or it would have to be Reborn. So obviously that would make sense to anyone who hasn't watched it, but Shodai Vongola boss.
She's
so strong. And he looks so cool as well. Like, man. Suna
looks bad as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, it came out a while ago. Is the graphics good?
It's like.
Game Man 2006.
Yeah, but I honestly don't mind.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
The graphics are fine. They're not like today's anime, but it's still fine. Honestly.
Yeah, they're still dirty.
Yeah. Who wants to go next?
I can go next. I think my recommendation is probably Batum.
Go ahead.
Ooh.
Yeah. Batum is probably one of my Batum is like, if you haven't watched it, it's basically a game within the anime. Well, a game where you use bombs as a weapon, and there's various types of bombs, and there's these crazy people in the world that decide, fuck it, let's get human beings and trap them on an island and play the game in real life. And the main guy, he's like a top ranked player in the actual game, and I think their family sells the person, right, or the closest relative.
I haven't seen it, so you're saying.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Yeah, okay. So essentially, I think.
Yeah, they do.
The weird
thing
is, the person who gets sent to the island is like sold from their parents or something. So yeah. The main guy, his parents, he basically does nothing apart from gaming. So his mom sold him to the company to be trapped on the island and play Batum.
Yikes.
And it's crazy. Like, the whole aspect of it is mad.
The ending was so sick for the anime.
Yeah.
Really?
It was mad. It was so sick.
It was decent.
It's different.
It's different.
It's essentially, I can't get my guy killed all over again.
Intense is different as well, isn't it, Abby?
Shut up. I know it's going to be the end of the podcast. It's not going to happen.
That's not fair.
I really enjoyed the end. It was a really complete anime, to be totally honest. My only complaint was that there wasn't a season 2.
Oh, okay, so it's perfect for this.
I wish there was a season 2.
This podcast.
Wish there was a season 2 because the way they ended it was kind of peak, because it left you answering questions. It left you questions to be answered.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And go on, Abu. What's your recommendation?
I would say Angel Beats.
Ooh,
so, okay. Angel Beats, I feel like, is a really underrated anime. It's not like
underrated.
Hyped up as much. Yeah,
really?
It is underrated. No, I think so. No.
I feel it's quite popular.
I think it's popular.
I don't know. I haven't heard a lot of people talk about it, to be entirely honest.
To be fair, your friends, as in us lot, probably just watch like fighting action anime.
Like, to be fair, yeah. I played it in school. I played Angel Beats in my anime club. None of the kids knew it, but they loved it.
Yeah, it's just like, as in, when you look on social media or anything, really, like, you just don't see Angel Beats, like, talked about. And I think it was a really good anime. Obviously, the ending, for those who have watched it, it left you wanting either an alternate ending or season 2 where you're like, okay, this is a dream or something. Like, it's just something. Like, as in, you just want to see, like, everything continue. It's probably the way that I can say spoilers.
Yeah.
And overall, like, that anime up till the last episode, it was incredible.
Do you know who my favorite character was in that anime? You guess. Guess who my favorite character was.
I don't know. Probably, as in, given as you, like, I don't know, the silver-haired girl?
No. And that's Ishiro. No, the American guy. He's like, oh man, yes! Guitar!
Okay,
I'm jumping out the window!
Sideline.
That guy was hilarious. I remember, you know, when they're in class and they're trying to prank the teacher, his chair got blown up into the ceiling. He's like, oh no! And then it was just slow motion as well.
It's so good. That anime was a really good one, honestly.
Yeah, I agree 100% with your recommendation, man. Definitely. Yes. I'm happy that you brought that up.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the podcast, guys. Just wanted to say thank you to everyone that's listening for supporting us on Twitch, on our Spotify, on our Apple Podcast. And if you're not already following us on our Instagram and TikTok, check our pages out on there. They're amazing. We've got tons of content on there, and you're going to love it. I'm sure of it. I have a question for our listeners and for anyone who's watching on Twitch right now. If you had to pick if you had to pick an anime to recommend us, what would it be? And tell us a reason why. Follow the conversation on Discord, which is in the... if you scroll down on Twitch, the link is there. If not, it will be in the YouTube description, or it should be in the description for the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. But yeah, have you guys got any last comments?
I like that question.
I think you covered it. I enjoy that question.
Yeah, I like that question.
I need more anime to watch.
Yeah, imagine. My list is fucking long.
I need a ton of anime.
It's weird, like, as in, I have such a long list already that I need to get through, but I still want to be recommending more anime.
Yeah,
100%. So, yeah, I think it's a good question to leave on. Any recommendations, let us know, guys.
Cool. That's Anime Room HQ signing off. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.